Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Tax Freedom Day, the day by which the typical family has earned enough to pay its tax bill for the year, is projected to be April 28th. Food Checkout Day, the day by which that same family earns enough to pay its annual food bill, is today. County Farm Bureaus around the state will mark that occasion in a number of ways, like Muhlenberg County.
We've done a variety of things, but what we're going to do this year is a repeat of kind of what we did last year. We do a cooperative effort with our local FFA chapter of where we go into four local grocery stores, and we have a basket of groceries that are food and non-food items, and we ask the customers to guess what just the cost of the food is in those baskets, and the person that guesses the closest then wins a gift certificate to that grocery store. In addition to that, our FFA students help bag the groceries, and they pass out the information cards as to what Food Checkout Week is.
Mary Kay Cordes, longtime Muhlenberg County Farm Bureau leader, says their shoppers are often surprised by the percentage and cost of non-food items in their shopping bags.
They are. You would be surprised at the dollar value that a lot of them really guess as to what the food cost in there.
Cordes says another point they make is that only 16 cents of the consumer food dollar goes to farmers.
Food Checkout Week is the opportunity to showcase how safe and affordable the American food supply is.
We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
On Food Checkout Week, Muhlenberg County Farm Bureau's Mary Kate Cordes notes that Americans spend only about 10% of their disposable income for food.
As opposed to what it costs in a lot of other countries, spend anywhere from 14 to sometimes 50% of their income on food. So it takes about the average American till the middle of February to earn enough money to pay for their family's food for a year, as opposed to the amount of days it takes for you to pay for your taxes.
That Tax Freedom Day again, projected this year to be April 28th. Locally, she says shoppers appreciate the group coming out to the food stores to visit and discuss Food Checkout Day.
They always thank us for coming, and I would say this, that our local merchants that allow us to come into their stores are most receptive every year. We've gone into their stores for other programs, and they usually just invite us in with open arms, and that's always a pleasing thing to not have to beg to get to do those activities.
And that's how Muhlenberg County will observe Food Checkout Day. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.